Trav, thanks for being on the show, man.
No worries, man. Thanks for
Thanks for
having me.
any time. Sorry for pulling you away from rehearsals.
That's okay. I just had to sneak out to the car, to get a bit of quiet.
That's
There's a
it.
few bands in there tonight, so
Oh, true.
loud.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Who are you rehearsing with?
Like the other bands
Yeah.
in there? I'd have no idea. We
It's
don't go into their rooms.
true. It's just noisy. Yeah, nice.
Unless we're going in to steal their beer. If we run out
It's
of beer, we'll go into their room.
got to be done. Hey, firstly, thank you guys for such a fucking killer album.
Thank you. Thank
So
you.
that's all good.
I like hearing
So Nothing Stays Buried came out at the end of last month. What's the reception been like?
that. It actually came out last week.
Which was the end of last month, wasn't it? Thought it was the
It
28th.
was. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's so rude. I was thinking you meant like a month ago.
Oh
I was like,
no.
no, it just came out. Yeah, the reception for us has been really good.
That's awesome.
Is that what you asked? Yep.
Yeah.
No, our old fans definitely like it, which was
Yep.
good because we didn't want to upset them. But we've also made a lot of new fans, so
That's
it's
good. That's
cool.
what you want. Awesome. And there was
Yeah.
quite a bit of a gap between Haunted and obviously Nothing Stays Buried.
Massive gap.
Yeah, what was the cause? Like, I know you guys had some singles in between, but 9 years must have felt like an eternity.
It did, man. So the cause was the lineup. We like you said, we did have a few singles and we had a cover and stuff come out. But the band, the members that I had in the band at the time were more touring. Was more of a touring band. We weren't really focused on writing too much. We were always on the road. But then I had a couple of accidents where I needed a bit of surgery, just
Oh.
skateboarding accidents and stupid, just mischief. I just, I yeah, so I'd done a few things, was dislocated my shoulder heaps. Then the plague come through and locked us down for a couple of years, as you
That's
know.
it, the end of the world.
Yeah, the end of the world. But we survived. So until like that's a few years gone already. So when I was ready to start writing is when the accidents happened, and then we got shut down. Then we start when things opened back up, that's when we got serious about, like, I had a few things laying around, but no songs in particular, like, ready. But we just decided, wow, it's really time. Like, we need to push something out. So we got this album out finally. Seemed like forever. But now we've got a lot of stuff sitting around too. Like there was a bunch of songs that we didn't put. It's not like they weren't good enough to be on the album. It's just like we didn't have room, time, money in the studio. A bunch of things made it. And the songs, the way they came out on the album and it ended up coming together. It was kind of perfect. We didn't want to throw any of those into mix. Like the way we had this one set out, we're like, yeah, we don't want to spoil this. And also now we've got a lot of stuff sitting there, so we don't have to write as much now. We're not under as much pressure for the next album,
Yeah, nice.
or EP or whatever we decide to do. But yeah, it won't be a 9 year wait.
Good.
No
That's
way.
good to hear. And the video for Queen of Sin is awesome. I
Thank
just had a
you.
quick look before. It's been 2 weeks since it came out, and you've cracked 23K in views. So you
Yeah.
guys must be super stoked with
We are. And my father's very proud.
that.
I get a text message every morning of him telling me the count, the views.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
He'll slow down soon because he knows like it's just the start of it, but I don't know. He's interested, and so am I. Like obviously I'm interested, but yeah, it's taken off. I mean, it's a really good clip. Cameron has been a great mate of mine for a long time. I knew how good he was at his work. We'd work together on occasions, but he's gained so, like, he's lifted his bar with all his stuff that he does. and we wanted to lift our bar, with the obviously the recordings more produced this time. So we put a lot of time, bit more money we threw at it. Like, so we just wanted everything looking very nice and sounding as good as we can at the moment for where we're at. So
Yeah, nice. What was the filming process like? Was it like, did you guys have a blast? Like
it
a
was cool. Oh yeah, it was amazing. He's Cameron's so good to work with.
Yeah.
Like, he's so energetic, and he's a vision man, and he goes for it. And so it was so fast. All the women in the film clip, they were amazing. They looked fantastic. So that was a bit of distraction on set to watch all those beautiful women walking around.
Yeah.
The guys who acted in it, they were amazing. They were fun, like very comical, very funny guys. Crew was cool. Makeup artist was awesome.
Yep.
It was just a really, really fun day. I don't know how we all managed to put it together, but we did, and we got it all shot in a day. And then Cameron was going to send it off to be edited by one of his editors, but he loved it so much. Like, he starred in it also. He's one of the guys who he's the one who gets the neck broken.
Oh, true.
Yeah, so he acted in it, directed it, wrote it, friggin' edited it. Like, he done everything.
The whole kit and caboodle.
So if anyone needs film clips, they've got to hit him up, man, because he just loves it. Yeah, so
Yep.
like, it took all us a lot of work as well, the band, like, to bring it all in and get it together. But I'm glad we done it.
Man, to do it all in a whole
And I,
day, that's
yeah,
incredible.
I know. We were just we're just been so motivated.
Yeah, I
I don't
bet.
know. It just feels like, yeah, once the album was halfway written, it just kind of, we just all we yeah we were, like I said, we were just so motivated. We've just been so motivated, and we're so like, this is our first rehearsal for this tour, like, that I'm in at the moment. And like, we just all just got in the room like a few hours ago, and we were all just like full of, like, you could just tell, you can tell we're just going out to kill this tour, man. We're
Nice.
so pumped. I think we're just, because it's just so happy that we've got a release out, and that people are enjoying it, and we really enjoy the new songs, and we're getting to play some new stuff off the
Yeah.
album. And we're getting to see all our friends that we haven't seen for so long, like up in, the Gold Coast. Like, we're playing Friday, this Friday, we're playing in Sydney with Our Last Enemy, and they're like massive. Like, they're our boys, they're our
Yep.
mates. So, that's the kick off the tour. So we get to hang out with them, play music, and like, it's just so fun. And then we're going to Canberra the next night. Witchgrinder hasn't been there for years, man. And like, I'm stuck, just to
Getting back
see
to all
everyone's
the,
face and get to catch up. Yeah, it's so fun.
yeah, getting back to all the old haunts, so to speak. So lyrically, you've got some really clever lyrics in the new album, as well as some pretty cool sound bites. Was it a bit of a process to get like the go ahead for using those sound bites? Like you got stuff from like Evil Dead and stuff like that in it.
It's hard to, they don't come under the law of free use around. If you keep them short, we
Right.
didn't use too much from the Evil Dead. I mean, I don't know if I should be saying this, because we might get in trouble. We don't know. We try not to use too much of anything. Of course, we use stuff from movies that people know. We're not. We used to find a lot more hidden, or a lot more like,
Niche.
I can't think of the word. Yeah, but just things that people wouldn't really know where it came from. But this album, we were just kind of like, you know what? Like, we, bring it on. We don't care. It's a tribute to all these movies. It's not, we're not stealing anything,
Yeah,
or we don't think.
absolutely. That's it.
We're, they're our way of saying how much we are fans and we enjoy it. So
That's it.
we're paying our respects.
And speaking of like horror films and stuff like that, it's obvious that you guys pull inspiration from them. But are there any particular ones that like you keep going back to for inspiration?
The horror movies?
Yeah.
Not Not really.
It's just the
I
genre as a
mean,
whole.
yeah, I mean, there's a couple, like, a lot of these songs are 80s horrors. You know, there's like Inject the Venom is a very mixed match of a bunch of movies in there. Like, you've got Reanimator. There's this other movie, I can't think of an Overlord. That's a more modern mo movie. And there's a bit of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in that. So that's kind of like a blend of all these different stories, and I just kind of wrote my own
Nice.
out of it. So there's a lot of things that we go back on, you know, because we've sung about true crime, or anything spooky and witch got like that, you know, witch grinder, it makes sense for witch grinder to do. Like, I mean, that name says it all straight
Yeah,
away.
pretty much.
What we're about. So yeah, I mean, this one just happened to focus more on the 80s horror movies. Like, I mean, Exorcist was in the 70s, but I mean, the old school horrors there. So once I realized that's what was happening, that's when the album started to take form and have that theme to it. Like, even
Oh, you there? Oh, we've lost him.
Morrison, I've been mates with
Oh,
him forever.
sorry, you dropped out a bit there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it might be because I'm out of my car with all wireless stuff going.
It's all good. Fuck.
Would be in the video store.
Sorry, you dropped out again there. All I got was video store.
Oh, really?
That's all good.
Okay, we'll try again. I was just saying that the cover art is inspired by 80s horror movies as well.
Yes.
Like the colors and everything, and that silhouette is one of my friends, Darren Morrison. I've known him all my life. I just rang him and said the sun was going down up this mountain in the country, and I kind of had an idea of what I wanted already, but it just, for some reason, I seen this sunset and I was like, rang him up and I'm like, dude, get in the car. And he came straight down to my house. Like, I'm like, I need you for this thing and we've got to do it before the sun sets. And we went up the mount and I just took about two photos on my camera. Like, it was literally like a 2 second thing. And I'm like, that'll do, that'll do. And then I just went home and then, you know, started getting to work at it. But I just needed that figure, you know, it didn't have to be, you know, I threw in my old man's like gardening spade or something, said, hold this, you know.
Oh, it came
But
out
I mean,
awesome.
yes. Yeah, thank you. Well, we didn't want to. We've seen a lot of bands doing, you know, using a bit of AI art, which, you know, to me is just. I mean, look, by all means, I'm not against it or anything. It just wasn't going to suit what we were doing, anything like that. And there was painting, like there was ideas of paintings. There was a heap of artists that we wanted to go to, but just winging it. The way I did, you know, I thought it done the job.
Yeah,
I think it does the
absolutely.
job.
Yeah, and the orange with the yellow contrasts really well. Like it definitely
Yeah.
stands out.
Yeah. So that wasn't the actual sunset that I took when I took the photo. That's been added in. But that's what I was trying to get, this cool sunset, but that didn't work. But like I said, the silhouette did.
Oh yeah, definitely worked. So I'm keen to see you guys play up here again, and obviously you're going to be up here with the tour. I had
Yep.
checked out the dates earlier, and yeah, it looks like a pretty solid tour. And you got to, like you said, you've got Our Last Enemy, the Absentee, and our boy Snake Mountain, obviously. So,
Yeah. Snake Mountain are doing the two shows in Queensland with us. So they're doing Brisbane and the Goldie,
nice.
which will be awesome. Yeah. I love those boys. I've got to say that, don't I?
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, like I said earlier to you, obviously you played with Static X early, oh sorry, mid last year. What was that experience like?
Amazing. Amazing. Yes. I mean, I'd met Tony a few times, when he'd come out with other bands. But yeah, just playing with Static X is something that I, through my teen years, like I love, like Static X didn't leave the friggin' CD player. You know, those ones with like the six discs or whatever like that. Yeah, so like Static X, that with Wisconsin, Death Trip,
Oh, great album.
that was in my stereo for so long. So I mean, getting to play, and also, it's obviously without Wayne is it's a different thing, but they've still got like this amazing energy. You were at the show,
Oh, yeah,
yeah, because
absolutely.
we spoke there. And I mean, for Zero to come out there and do this tribute thing, like, and especially like his new suit, his new,
Oh,
he's
so cool.
I mean, that it looks amazing on stage, but I mean, I was be backstage, and we've already had our set, and we're a couple of beers deep, and just relaxing out the back. But you'd go to the toilet, and Zero had come out of the room. Like, I remember one occasion, and he had the lights on in his on his everything, and he's just walking, and he's in, like, once he's zero, man. Like he's in full mode,
That's
like the
crazy.
stage mode. Like, yeah, once all that's on, that's him. So I remember him just, going to the toilet and kind of bumping into him and looking at him, and just him staring at me, and I shit myself, kind of. Like it was kind of scary, man. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, I knew that it's not meant to be a dangerous thing, because it's, but it looked like a Terminator or something's coming at me, man. It was cool.
And he looks like a tall guy as well, so it's
Yeah,
that'd
that's what I
be
mean. Like, he was
menacing.
over. Yeah, I walked out, and these red eyes are just looking at me, glowing. And I was like, oh, hey, I didn't even know what to say. But
Awesome.
yeah,
So,
he did.
sorry.
No, keep going. Sorry. I was.
That's all right. So what's on the horizon for Hoochie Grinder now after the tour? So you said you've got some other songs that didn't quite make it onto the album. So you're going to keep writing and get us some more
Yeah, I
material?
mean, when I say songs, they're still not, nothing's put together properly, to be honest. There's still a lot of work. We're gonna finish this tour, and then we're gonna just start writing again. But there's no real, like, because this has just dropped, there's no real rush. But we're not gonna leave it very long, like until we start releasing more stuff. I don't think so this time. But the plan is to get this tour done, then maybe have like a month to just to take it all in. Like, we've got from the tour, like the last, like the Tassie show to the Melbourne show, I think there's about 3 weeks. So we get a little breather there, and then we'll finish up the Melbourne show, and we'll sit back and we'll take a month of just to, like, soak it all in. Like, the album's come out, we're broke. We've spent all our money, we've been on tour, we're going to be exhausted. Like, it's a lot of driving this tour, we're not flying as much. So that's the plan, and then yeah, just get back and just slowly, like, start, writing songs and putting them together. Next year's just planned, man. Like, we're just gonna, save back up, or whatever money we've got from the tour, and then we're gonna head over to Europe and hopefully Japan. We're also talking at the moment with a promoter over
That's
there.
cool.
So Europe, Japan. Then we'll probably get back and try finish up the writing and maybe release. Like I said, I don't know if it's going to be an EP or an album or what we're going to do. We've thought a little bit ahead, but we don't want to. We're nothing's set in stone. Just the touring part, like overseas, and get back, and yeah, once we get back, we'll just have to figure it out where we're at and try get some more stuff out. If we're still
Nice.
enjoying it, if we haven't killed each other.
That's it. Also, props for going down to Tassie. Those guys need some stuff down there.
Yeah, man. Well, half the band's from Tassie,
Oh,
so
true.
we've got, yeah, so Scotty, grew up in Tassie. Shelvo grew up in Tassie, still lives in Tassie, so he flies over to Melbourne to rehearse with us, and before shows and everything like that. But and also Jake lived over there with a girlfriend for a couple of years, so
There you go.
there's a lot of stuff from Tassie. So I mean, yeah, Scotty and Shalvo went to school together,
Oh, there you go.
but had never had played in a band before. I think they've talked sometimes in rehearsal that they used to jam out in the jam room at school and play some
Yep.
Pantera covers and Metallica and stuff, but I don't know how often that happened or what happened. But yeah, so we've all been mates for ages. But yeah, so the Tassie was a like I if even if I said no to it, they would have dragged me most likely. They really wanted to do it, and I've always wanted to do it. It just always came to the time, and we tour, and then for some reason it got left off the list.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy to go over there.
That
And
awesome.
also that because that will be because there is a break in between that, I will get to party after the Tassie show. So I might even stay an extra couple of nights, and
Nice.
just and have a bit of fun down in Tassie with those with the boys. Like I think yeah, we're gonna run a little bit of amok down there and chill out and go see a bunch of the sights and
Well, you got
whatever.
playing Hobart, hey? Yeah,
Yeah.
no, you
We
got
were
to check.
gonna do Launceston as well, but I think the date something was going on with the date. I think they might have had a band kind of penciled in at a certain venue that we wanted to go to. So we just thought, look, we'll get over there, we'll play our, first show in Tassie, we'll smash that out, and then we'll come back and we'll do Hobart and Launceston later on, when we decide to jump on tour again.
Nice. I hope you guys have an amazing time.
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll have all the links down below for the new album and the tour dates. Trav, thanks so much for your time, man.
No worries, man. Thanks. Thank you heaps for having me.